Good morning. My name is Morgan, and whatever brings you here, custom, crisis, curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. So if you are new this year, here is a brochure for any newcomers, and I hope that our welcome team has found you to give you one, and they are also available in the back of the sanctuary. One other thing I'd like to point out is this yellow slip that can be found inside your bulletin. On one side, you can put your contact information if it needs to be updated, or again, if you're new. And then on the back is a prayer request, which you can fill out, and it will be collected during the prayer time and read out loud. And then the worship order will be in your bulletin, and it will also appear on the screen. There is also a QR code on the back of that, so if you have your smartphone, you can also access the bulletin through that as well. Restrooms and childcare are through this door to my right or your left, and in the gathering room after the service, there will be conversation through the same door. I just want to remind everyone that we have a safe sanctuary policy, which means that all children should be accompanied by an adult at all times. And then I just have a few announcements if you want to take out your bulletin. Excuse me. So on January 13th, we will be honoring the My Family. They were the first refugee family to be sponsored by UUMC and Interfaith Works. So that will be they will be honored after church this month. And then on January 20th, there will be a potluck and teach-in. And then there will also be T-shirts for the UUMC available for purchase out in the gathering room. And you can see all the details at the bottom there. And lastly, these white poinsettia plants behind me are available after the service, so please feel free to help yourself. All right, and then we will continue with worship.
Good morning. Are we awake? It's a new year. Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Alicia, and I am so proud to say that I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I would like to send out a very warm welcome to everyone here. Today is the first Sunday of 2019. God is alive and moving in, and this church is moving and God, wait a minute, let me just start over. God is alive and moving, and this church is a part of that. This year we are going to be talking about both a meaningful present and a solid future for God's work on this corner. If you can dream of God's plan for this place, if you have a vision for what the kingdom of God looks like in Syracuse, New York, if you are willing to be the hands and feet and love of Christ for our neighborhood, and if you are willing to pray daily for our work of feeding God's people, body, mind, and spirit, I invite you to accept the opportunity to serve the people of Syracuse and to serve Jesus, whose example we follow and whose kingdom we work to live each day. So please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 223, or it's up on the screen, Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light, and let this be where the new life starts for all who seek and find Jesus. Please remain standing and join me in our opening of worship with the call to worship. And today we will be speaking Carol Penner's Prayer for the Road Ahead. We seek you, God, in the spaces of my life. We come with humility. This is a prayer for the road ahead, which is an empty space stretching before us. Give us courage. Our light is small, our time is short, but let it shine for you, always, ever, all for you. Amen. Let us remain standing. God has called each of us here today, and because worship is a communal act, let's take a moment and greet those around you, saying, "The peace of Christ be with you." And when you hear the music begin, that means it's time to come back to your seat, and I will invite the children forward. Will the children please come forward and join me for a time together? And as they do, let us sing them forward as we find our seats. Good morning, everyone. How are you today? Are you great? All right. So today we are celebrating Epiphany. And Epiphany is the day that we talk about and we celebrate and we honor the wise men or magi who traveled afar to see Jesus. So we're going to take a short field trip. You guys want to stand up and we're going to walk over here. Because what did the wise men or the magi travel on or with? Camels, yes. And so I told Mr. Ted that we needed camels in our sanctuary today. And guess what he sent me? He sent me a link for a real live camel, and I just had to laugh. And he told me the closest one was in New Jersey. But we didn't do that. So then he found this, and he made these camel, so that we are all ready to travel. Oh, stand, you got to clap for that, Ted. So he made our camel so that we can think about and talk about the Magi and the far, far away, because it was too far to just walk. Sometimes they had to ride. All right, so let's go sit back down here. So I'm wondering, as we sit, does anyone remember what the Magi did when they arrived? What do they do when they arrived to... Let me get the microphone.
They gave presents.
Yeah, they gave presents. Was anyone here a wise man at the pageant? You were, right? Yes. And so I brought some presents up here so we could remember that. And if you want to hold them up as somewhere already to see what's inside, you're welcome to check it out. So the presents, there's a whole bunch of ideas and thoughts around and symbolism behind the presents that the wise men gave. But for us, what I want to talk about is the generosity that came with the Magi. First, they traveled so far to see Jesus and to honor Jesus. And second, they brought a gift. And for me, that reminds me, and hopefully us, about all the gifts we're to share that Jesus gives us and that we can do to help other people, not just in honor of Jesus, so that we are helping people in honor of Jesus. So I thought that we'd talk about camels and gifts so that we can remember this really great thing that we are to do when we remember Jesus' message, which is give, give, give. So, any thoughts or questions on this? Oh, it was all clear. Great. Wonderful. All right, will you pray with me? Loving God, we are so grateful for the reminder that it's okay to travel far and to remember the message of Jesus, even if we're close or far. Thank you for the reminder that in honoring Jesus, it's when we give things, our gifts away, give our talents and our gifts away, and we help others so that in that we are being your message in present form. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for coming and talking with me. You can go sit with whoever brought you. And we are lucky because we get to hear the choir this morning. And they're going to sing I Saw Three Ships.
I saw three ships, I'm sailing in. I heard a day, I heard a day.
Amen. Thank you, choir.
Thank you.
Some prayers are spoken and others still unspoken are weighing on our hearts today. God, we bring them all to you, knowing that you indeed fill us when we open our hearts to you. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. As we continue our time of prayer, we will have a period of silent prayer, followed by a spoken prayer that is by Carol Penner, and finally, the Lord's Prayer. Please speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language you feel most most closely to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat, breathe in, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. Holy God, we stand at the door of this new year, thankful for the year behind us, a gift through which we lived and moved. At this timely threshold, with our feet poised to walk into 2019, we turn to you with our prayer of hope. Hope springs eternal when we walk with you. Help us walk this year with you. We hope that this will be a year filled with joy, with love, with laughter, a year filled with plenty and abundance, with purpose and fulfillment. But if the year brings hard times and hurt, pain and sorrow, tears and trials, we know that your care and comfort will console us month by month. Grace us with forgiving spirits. As a community, help us walk with the happy and the sorrowful, holding their stories tenderly. We hope for peace in our time, for an end to wild war music. We long to hear the sound of governments listening to their people, heeding their pleas for justice. We long to hear the sound of the children of the world cheering together because peace has been declared and they do not have to fear anymore. We hope for healing for our beloved earth, for harmony and balance where we have caused disharmony and unbalance. This year, God, help us to feel in our bones the beauty of this life, this world, its sounds and sights and smells and tastes, the lavishness of being, which you give us in seconds and minutes and hours and days and weeks and months. Move in us. Have your way with us. So that on the last day of this year, we can say wholeheartedly, this year has been a gift through which we've lived and moved as followers of Christ Jesus. Amen. Please join me now in the prayer Jesus taught us. Creator God, who are in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Yours is certainly the kingdom and power and the glory. Hear these words from the 60th chapter of Isaiah, as Isaiah foretells the coming reign of God. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. The international impact of Jesus' birth and the kingdom of God that is foretold is portrayed in the arrival of the Magi from the east. Jesus was bigger than Bethlehem, and the Magi's journey to the manger not only got King Herod's attention, it made a statement that suggested something big was happening. Listen to these words. Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you've found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went, and look, the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary and with his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod. They went back to their own country by another route. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us also learn to listen to our dreams and visions. We too may need to take a different route than we had planned. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 605, and it's also on the screen, entitled "Wash, O God, Our Sons and Daughters." Please be seated. Well, good morning again. I've been up here a lot. I've been liturgist and preacher today, so lucky you. Good morning. Our text about the Magi, or wise men, are found only in the Gospel of Matthew. And these 12 short verses about the wise men, or Magi, searching for and honoring Jesus, they have been studied tremendously. One scholar, William Danahar Jr., claims the number and the race of the Magi are unknown. The only real clue are the number of gifts. The truth is the message of wise men or magi coming from afar tells the listener that Jesus and Jesus' message is for all people, even those who read stars and travel from afar. Even though these verses have been studied by many scholars, I'm wondering what this scripture means for us today. The wise men or magi followed the star to pay homage to Jesus Christ. Before they went home, they had a vision or a dream that changed or rerouted their plans. They chose to listen to the dream or vision that they felt came from God to protect the baby Jesus, the Messiah. Sometimes we set plans, don't we? We have it all worked out, and then we get rerouted. Is anyone with me? All right, yes.
Calculating. Continue 0.7 miles, then turn right onto I-40 East.
Recalculating. Words we sometimes dread. Some of us aren't good at recalculating or changing our plans as the Magi were. We just crumple up the map. Now, I'm talking about travel plans, but I also mean life plans. We seem to have so many ideas about how life will go, and then something happens to put a wrench in our plans. There is a Jewish proverb, "We plan and God laughs." Capital G, I don't know how I missed that one. God laughs. Life plans change. Well, for example, on December 23rd at 9:35 p.m., my computer died. Guess what I was doing on December 23rd at 9:35 p.m.? I was writing two sermons for December 24th. And then guess what happened? I started using my tablet more, and I started using the computer here at church more, and I recalculated. And then guess what? This morning when I tried to print it, my sermon, on my recalculated version of recalculating, it wouldn't print. So I recalculated once again. But life plans change. Sometimes when we get fired or we get a great job offer that's in another town, or we get laid off, or we have an epiphany about our true calling, or have a medical diagnosis. Sometimes, as a congregation, we need to recalculate and listen to the dreams. The Magi's plans were recalculated or rerouted, and they chose to change plans for a greater purpose. It seems they felt Herod was not going to pay homage, but use his power for hate and fear. Epiphany means revelation. The Magi's revelation and decision was greater than hate. It came out of love and compassion for the vulnerable baby and the Messiah. So sometimes our choices are bigger than hate, and we need to recalculate. Jesus told us we were to love God, love neighbor, and love ourselves. Sometimes we need to take a breath and recalculate how we could do this much better. A year or so ago, this congregation voted to be a support sanctuary church. And in September 2018, we asked folks how they would be willing to support the Interfaith Sanctuary Coalition. The coalition is currently working in Central New York to support migrants. And if you did not see the list of ways that you could support the Interfaith Sanctuary Coalition and you would like to help, please email me or email Nelson Price and we will get you in touch. Yesterday, I read an article on sojourners about the Magi and wise men. The article brought to light the way the Magi's defiance of Herod's instruction and hate, his instruction of hate, was another way in which the gospel is about loving one another, even when this means going against the power players. Our sanctuary coalition is choosing love over hate. So maybe when we hear the word recalculating, it is not always a bad thing. Sometimes we are recalculating toward the light of the star. Let's, every time we get lost or frustrated, we look for the bright light. The bright light, the star of Jesus' message of hope, of love, of compassion for all people. And stop making decisions on hate and fear. Let's continually recalculate as often as necessary toward love, toward Jesus. Amen. This morning, we have the honor, the pleasure to be fed once again. And that is through the Lord's Supper and Holy Communion. So I'm going to just give you a few logistics before we begin our liturgy. First, you can see right up there, all are truly welcome to the table. There's nothing you need to do or say to come here. It is just to want to receive. Second, there's a few ways that you can receive Holy Communion here at this church. One is through intinction, and if you choose that, you will, when you stand, you'll go to the plate of bread and you'll take a piece of bread. Our bread here is only gluten-free, so that all are welcome and able to come to the table. And if you want to receive it by intinction, you then dip the bread into the big cup and you can eat it. And then if you'd like, you can go and kneel at the communion rail and pray, or you can go back to your seat and pray. And we ask that you come forward if you're coming this way up here and then out and around that way. And if you come this way, you come up here and out and around that way. Second way to receive Holy Communion is you come forward and receive a piece of gluten-free bread, and then you eat it, and then you can take a little cup of grape juice. Again, we only have grape juice, and this is so that all are welcome and able to receive Holy Communion. And then you put the little cup into the basket, and then you can either kneel and pray or go back to your seat and pray. And I think that's all the logistics. May it be well with you. Life is a gift, and we celebrate this gift. We give thanks and praise for all that is good in the world, for that mystery we name God, for the sage we name Jesus, for the renewing strength and freedom of the Holy Spirit. Give thanks for the good. God of winter, the unpopular, slandered season. God of lightning, wind, and storm, of brisk winter mornings, frosted or very, very covered in feet of snow back lawns and stark hillsides, of warm socks and coats and gloves and raincoats, umbrellas and warm fires, we open ourselves to all the possibilities life offers us. So we join our celebration with all people saying, Holy, 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 recreating God. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of God. Hosanna in the highest. We remember the times when Jesus faced difficult decisions and destructive forces, in the days and nights of his searching, in finding ways to free others from images and ideas that kept them captive and dependent and fearful of God, in breaking down social and religious barriers, in facing failure, in facing death. When we too experience the winter of our lives, may we find the courage to let go and trust in your guiding, warming light. And as we eat together at this table, we remember the importance and the words and the actions of all meals in the tradition of Jesus. He took bread and he gave thanks to you and he broke it and gave it to his friends. And he poured a cup of wine. And he offered thanks to you, O God. And he gave it to his friends as well. Everyone is welcome to be here. In this, we lift up a world of inclusion where all people live. In this way, we lift up a world of sufficiency where entrenched systems of privilege are challenged, wealth is shared equally, and all are satisfied with enough. Everyone present receives a share and celebrates their God-given gifts and graces. In this way, we lift up a world. So in the meal tradition of Jesus, we share in the bread and the cup, pledging ourselves to allow the Spirit that moved in Jesus to move freely in our lives. And so I ask for my servers to come forward. Committed Christians have been serving this community at this place for 150 years, and you are now a part of this living tradition. Christmas and the coming of Jesus' birth reminds us of why we are here and why it is important to maintain our witness in this place. So don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips that I don't have an example, but you know what they look like, into the plate as the ushers collect the offering. And the choir reminds us that love came down at Christmas. Please remain standing and join me in recognizing the dedication of each person in this place and how all of our gifts work together to make the kingdom of God come alive in this place every year. Thank you for our amazing congregation that is both diverse and complex. Thank you for all who work so hard to make this place tick. Thank you for those who teach children and youth and adults, serve meals, donate money, clean sidewalks, arrange flowers. Thank you for those who pray, who work on committees, handle our finances, practice music and hospitality, share stories, clean up, visit the sick, play instruments, and attend our services. Thank you for all the gifts you've given and the way they are used to build up this body of Christ. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing As a Fire is Meant for Burning. May the God who gave us this year and the Savior who walked at our side each day and the Spirit who filled us with life abundant grace the coming year with peace and hope and joy. Amen. Thank you.